everyone, and welcome back to another episode on the Self-Help University. My name is Devin, I'm your host, and I'm here to help you guys on your personal development journey. Now, I'm not gonna lie, guys, today I'm nice and in my nice warm woolly jumper. I'm nice and cozied up. I have the heating on and a cup of tea in front of me because I'm just trying to relax today. I'm going back to college in just over a week, so I'm trying to make the most of my time at home. And before we get into today's episode, guys, I know that sometimes sitting down listening to an hour-long podcast or a 20-minute podcast is kind of inconvenient for some people. They live a busy life, and I totally understand that. So if you guys want to just get snippets of my day, or if you want to hear me talk on mobile, then make sure to go and add my Snapchat account, where I talk about very similar things, but only for, you know, 30 seconds of the day and stuff like that, just to give you guys little mini updates if you guys are busy and can't watch the podcast, or if you just want to keep up to date with me, or if you'd like to talk with me. That's totally cool. It's just devon.omahony, so devon.omahony. That is me on Snapchat, guys. Feel free to go and give me a snap if you want, or just watch my story. I'm so grateful for everyone that's already watching me over there. So yeah, feel free to add me if you guys want to see me on Snapchat. For today's episode, I just wanted to talk about, I guess, something that's been kind of concerning me and something that's been brought to my attention, I guess, over the last year or so, and especially going to college and meeting so many new people and seeing so many people from different walks of life. And I guess especially when you're like our age, and when I say our age, I mean like 19, 20, you know, a teenager and stuff like that, and even older. I'm just talking from my point of view, but it seems like we're so obsessed with the way that other people perceive us, and it's important to give off a good image because obviously first impressions matter. You can only make a first impression once. I feel like as a consumer, and in the day and age of, you know, where internet marketing is so intense and sales and buying deals, discounts, you know, two for one, where, you know, like buying, and especially coming into the whole Christmas season, because let's be honest, October, Halloween is basically gone now, okay? We're in like September now, which basically means it's Christmas mode, okay? But in a world where money and buying and shopping is just so mainstream and so over-commercialized compared to what it was like even 20 years ago, not speaking from experience there, but I mean, you know, you can't assume that 20 years ago, if anyone, like a real adult, because when you're 20 years old, you're not an adult. I'm talking about a real adult. Anyone that's like 30 or 40 years old, you know that, you know, consumerism just was not as big. It was impossible because the internet didn't even exist back then, but it was not as popular as what it is now. And as a consumer, not only do we want to get the best deal for ourselves, but we make conscious decisions to buy things based on how it's going to make us look. And I'm not talking about clothes and stuff like that, because obviously you want to get nice clothes that you enjoy, not necessarily that other people enjoy. Like right now I'm wearing a vintage Levi's jumper. I got it at a vintage sale. I absolutely love it, and I'd much rather this than wearing like an Adidas or a Nike hoodie with Just Do It written on the front. But we buy things based on how other people will perceive us, and I guess a good example of this would be AirPods. A lot of people, you see them wearing their AirPods to flex on people, like they buy AirPods just to flex on other people even though they really don't need them, stuff like that. Or people will show off things that they have to try and impress other people. And a good example I can give is, I think it was like Bill Burr. He's a comedian, he also runs a podcast, but I'm pretty sure it was Bill Burr, don't quote me on that, but it was basically another person I was listening to on a podcast that was talking to something very similar. I just can't remember the name now, and I'm sorry, but if I do figure it out, I will link it down in the description for you guys to go and check it out. But he was basically talking about his neighbor who brought a brand new Lamborghini, okay? That's pretty crazy, I'm not gonna lie. I was over in Berlin this summer, I saw a Lamborghini, and I got my girlfriend to take a photo of me right beside it, okay? I'm not gonna lie, I look okay, because when am I ever gonna see a Lamborghini again, okay? I'm from the countryside of Ireland, like, let's be realistic here. But so anyway, the guy, his neighbor just brought a brand new Lamborghini. Pretty cool, and let's not lie, if someone that you know bought a Lamborghini, you'd be like, man, that's such a cool car. And maybe you might even resent them a little bit, be like, man, I wish I had one of them. But let's be realistic, okay? It's like anything. No matter what you want things, like your value of things last like a lot longer when you don't have it, like before you have it and when you don't have it. So a good example of this would be just any material object. Let's just say an iPhone. If you're about to buy a brand new iPhone, your value of that object goes up a lot. Then when you buy it, you're still excited for like the first day, first week, maybe the first month. And then you're just like, meh, it's just my iPhone. And then when it's gone, you're like, oh my god. You know, your value of things, you want what you can't have. And human behavior has taught us that that's just the way humans are wired. We just we want things that we can't have, even if it's the most basic of things. Like, the fact that you can't have it makes you want it more. And like the guy with the Lamborghini, after a week or two, you know, people in the neighborhood stopped saying it to him, like, man, your car is so cool, because the effect had kind of worn off of them. Not that they were trying to put him down or anything like that, because the guy bought the Lamborghini not to show off, but he just bought it for himself, and he wasn't really trying to flash it, being like, guys, look at my new Lamborghini. And that's an example of consumerism done right. But I think we all know a lot of people that the first thing they do when they buy a new car is drive it around the whole neighborhood to make sure everyone sees it, and they're bumping loud music as well so everyone looks their way. And they seem to kind of look down on other people that don't have those things. But one thing that I've certainly realized, like, coming into, like, you know, being 19 years old, soon to be 20 years old, oh Jesus, I'm going to be old, lads, but one thing I've noticed is that the people who don't have money are usually the people who try the hardest to make it seem as if they do. And a lot of people these days spend money they don't have on things they don't need to impress people that, number one, they don't care about, and number two, don't care about them. So why would you care? And another example I can give of this is, like, the iPhone. I was never really an iPhone fan. I was always an Android person up until about maybe 3 or 4 years ago. I got the iPhone 5S. I know, the 5S, oh, that relic of a thing. But even at then, it was like 5 years old and I still bought it. And I thought it was amazing, right? I loved it. Then my iPhone died because they brought out that whole scandal of them slowing down batteries. So I was like, okay, I need a reliable phone for college. So I just got a cheap old Android phone. It lasted me perfectly fine. And recently, like, about, when I say recently, I mean about a couple of months ago, so maybe just say 5 or 6 months ago, I bought a secondhand iPhone 6S. And now, to me, this phone is, like, absolutely phenomenal. Like, I love it, and the speed I get out of it is absolutely crazy. And the iPhone 6S came out in, like, 2015. It's still, like, 4 or 5 years old. To me, I absolutely love it, and I don't feel guilty for having a phone that's that old. I think it's kind of ridiculous for people to expect everyone to have, like, an iPhone, like, XR, an iPhone X, an iPhone 10, whatever you want to call it now. I think it's kind of ridiculous for people to expect other people to have a phone worth €1,500 just because they have one. And I was actually talking about this with mom and dad yesterday, or my parents, whatever you want to call it, because I know other people, like, in London, they're like, me mum and me dad, or mother and father over in the States. I don't know, people correct me on that, okay? Over in Ireland, we just say mom and dad, okay? But I was just talking about them being like, usually some people have one very expensive thing and they flaunt it a lot, they try to show it off, but when you look at the bigger picture, the rest of their lifestyle doesn't really match what they're trying to show off, okay? So if you have a phone worth $1,500, your car is probably going to be pretty expensive too, but usually it's just a pretty average car, and there's nothing wrong with that. I have a pretty average car, you know, my car is a few years old, and I don't feel guilty about it, because why would I, you know? If it's not broken, don't try and fix it type of situation. You don't need the newest things all the time when I'm a college student, and having a brand new car would make absolutely zero sense. But, you know, people have a phone worth $1,500, but they have a pretty average house and they have a pretty average car. You know, that purchase of a phone isn't matching the rest of their lifestyle. They're kind of the same way, like, if someone has a very expensive car, but then their house isn't that expensive. Not that there's anything wrong with that, because obviously I'm 19, I don't even have a working job, I'm still in college, I know nothing about money, and I'm not criticizing people for how they spend theirs or don't spend theirs, but I'm just saying, I think it's weird sometimes that people will buy one expensive item and then flaunt it and try and make it seem as if their whole lifestyle is like that. Like, let's be honest, people who wear earpods, AirPods, people who cop like €200 or €300 AirPods, you know, they kind of walk around, like, I'm not saying that this is just a stereotype, okay? It's just a stereotype, but you know the people who wear AirPods, and then you know the people who wear them just to flex on other people, you know? Like, they just wear them casually, even when they're not listening to music type of thing. But the rest of their lifestyle just doesn't seem to match, I guess, what they're trying to show off, and that really annoys me, because they're trying to win people over based on the idea that they have a very expensive, or what is perceived to be a valuable material thing. And I was saying this to other people, like family as well, being like, people would rather buy a very expensive car that they would never drive and leave it rust in their driveway just so other people can see it if they ever, like, drive by the house, than to buy a very expensive painting for the exact same amount of money and hang it in their house or in their kitchen or their hallway or their bedroom for their own personal enjoyment, you know what I mean? And I was also saying this, I say a lot of things, okay, but it's just ironic that I was talking about all these, you know, either friends or family before, is that having an expensive car is the easiest way to try and show off your perceived wealth, because you can have a mansion, okay, like, I was actually looking for houses for sale, like literally just out of curiosity, seeing what houses go for in Ireland, and up in these counties in the middle of the countryside where barely no one is, you're seeing these mansions for literally like 10, 15, 25 million euros. Like, I know, in Ireland, a mansion in Ireland, Jesus, what? A mansion probably takes up half the country. But anyway, like, they're out in the middle of the countryside, they're out in the woods, they're out in the woodlands. It's like a manor, you know, you got like the massive mansion, and then you got the little village around it with the walls and the golf course and everything like that. It's out in the countryside, so you could own one of them, but no one's gonna see it because it's out in the middle of the countryside, in the middle of like a massive forest, you know, massive landscape type of thing. So having a wealthy car, having an expensive car, you can drive it around anywhere, you can show it off, you can drive it to town, you can drive it through the city, through your local neighborhood, you can go to your friend's house in it. A lot of people are going to see it, you know what I mean? And it's the same with AirPods, because it's hard to flash a phone, it's hard to show off your phone unless it's in your hand and people are looking directly down at your phone to see what model iPhone you have, because at first glance you wouldn't be able to tell whether it's an iPhone 6s or an iPhone 8s or whatever, you know. They all look so similar that unless you look at the back and look at like the camera and the home screen and like the display, you wouldn't really be able to notice, okay? But with a car, it's a completely different thing. And with AirPods, it's a completely different thing, because you see people with those Apple earbuds without the wires, and you're like, oh, they have AirPods type of thing. And I have nothing against people that wear AirPods, because it's just a product, okay? It's just a product, and people can buy whatever they want with their own money. But you know, some people, they wear it trying to flex. But I think that whole meme has passed. I remember when AirPods first came out, it was like a massive meme of people flexing on AirPods, but now they're just so common. Like, I think having an iPhone 10 at the start was a massive flex, and it comes back to my point of, before you have something, you have a lot of value in it. When you have it, you still have value, but not near as much as before you had it. And then when it's gone, you want it back again. You want what you can't have. And I'm not sure if you guys have experienced anything of what I'm talking about, but I'd really appreciate if you just let me know in the comments down below. As I said, if you'd like to go and add me on Snapchat, you can go do that and let me know if I'm talking sense or if you guys can't relate at all, because it's great for me to share my perspective with you guys. And I just don't understand, especially with young people as well. They try so hard to flex literally on other people, and flex literally on the gram, flex on the gram, right? Flex on Instagram that, I don't know, that they have a Gucci t-shirt that they spent like 300 euros on. I'm like, that's such a stupid move, especially since you're in college and you don't have a job and mom and daddy's money, you know what I mean? And you know those people as well, and they're like, I got this myself, actually. You know what I mean? Like, you see people and they get like a brand new car for their first car. They're like, oh my god. But I'm like, who cares? Like, I don't resent people that have new things. I honestly don't care that people have new things, because if you have the money and you can afford it, why not? I mean, think about it. There's probably people that you know who can't afford the things that you have. What, are they supposed to resent you? You're not doing anything wrong. You're just spending your money as you see fit, because it's money you earned. But what I really disagree with is children of wealthy people who spend it like they earn it, okay? Because if you're like a rich guy or a rich woman and you earned all that money, you've worked for it. Go spend it how you like. And I know that there's children out there who have a lot of money and they don't flaunt their money, and I totally respect those people. And especially in a society where literally where people get like the minus or the most minor sense of, I guess, something that's expensive, like they get the new iPhone. Oh my god, one thing that triggers me so much is, I don't know if this is a thing in America or if it's just something that happens in Ireland, but on Christmas Day, yes, people, to this day, people who are 20 years old are flexing what they got for Christmas from their parents on their Snapchat stories. And I hate it when it's like, they take a photo of the side of their iPhone box, you know, the box it comes in, and it shows the models, it's like iPhone X, and they're like, Merry Christmas everyone, so grateful. I'm like, like, what? Like, that's like, that's fine, you get a new phone, but why'd you have to shove it in everyone's face? I mean, imagine if everyone did that for everything that they ever did in their lives. Everyone would just hate each other. Why'd you have to show off? Like, because it doesn't make me jealous, and it might make other people jealous, I don't know, everyone's different. But personally for me, if I see someone with a brand new phone, I'm like, man, that's a cool phone. But I'm not like, oh my god, I hate him, he has a new phone, I don't. Do you know what I mean? But I'd actually more hate the person more than the fact that they have that new thing, because they're showing it off to me, if that makes sense. Because if you have a new phone, cool, that's fine, it's a cool phone, I'll be like, damn man, nice phone, whatever like that. But I'm not going to run into you in a year's time and still be complimenting you on your phone. Like, the effect wears off, and it affects, like, it wears off on the person that bought the phone as well. They're not like, oh man, I got a new phone. But, like I said, I think people these days, they get like the minor, like the slightest bit of something that's expensive or slightly luxury. Like people who get Gucci perfume. I get it, it's expensive. I understand it's like 200 euros for a little bottle of that thing. But stop flexing it, man. We get it. You have one bottle of Gucci perfume. Why do you keep posting it all over your Snapchat story or trying to flex with it or be like, this is Gucci or something like that? Like, oh, oh my god, like, And I guess I should introduce the topic of today's podcast, finally, is, as you guessed, it's materialism. Why are we so obsessed these days with getting so much useless things in your life? And everyone that's listening to the podcast right now, right, I want you to look around your room, or if you're commuting, if you're on the bus, if you're in an Uber, if you're driving and listening to this through your car, wait until you get home. To be safe, but when you get home, look around your room, and if everything that you ever bought had a price tag on it, and there was a person at the door saying, I'll give you back all the money that you pay for this stuff if you want me to, you'd give back a lot of things you bought, okay? You'd get rid of that, those fairy lights maybe, or that one painting that you bought, or these like things for your, like a case for your phone, or I don't even know, those extra pair of headphones you didn't need, or something to hang on your wall. Like, imagine if everything that you have in your room had a price tag on it right now. How much of that stuff would you be like, I want this gone, because I want all that money. But you could have had all that money if you just didn't buy those things in the first place. Like, right now in front of me, I am looking at a microphone that costs 150 euros. If I was like, I could get 150 euros now just to give this away, would I? No, I wouldn't. And I have a DSLR camera in front of me that's worth 500 euros. Am I going to throw that away? No, because I want it and I use it enough to justify what I've spent on it. But there's so many things even that I would throw away, being like, I don't want this, I don't want that. And I think it started all about a month or two ago, where I've been very conscious about how I spend my money. And a lot of people might perceive that as, man, you're so stingy with your money. Oh my god, you're such a cheapskate. Is that, yeah, it's because that's what you call it over in the States, a cheapskate, man. Nah, I'm only joking, but yeah, you know, someone who isn't very interested in spending their money and want to conserve the amount of money they spend in what society might deem as an inappropriate and very mean, cruel way. Which is kind of stupid, because on one hand, they don't want you flexing on people, but at the same time, they don't want you not spending your money. Like, this is the society we're living in, guys, and I don't know, like, this is just my podcast, which means it's just my point of view, but hopefully someday I will get, like, not a co-host, but I will definitely try and get a guest on, if you guys would really like that, but I can only do these things if you guys tell me in the comments down below. So, guys, thank you all so much for watching. And you know what's crazy? Things are going so well on the podcast right now. I'm seeing the statistics for it. And like, seriously, thank you guys so much to everyone who's listening, whether it's on CastBox, Anchor, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, YouTube. Guys, this is crazy. And also, I'm so sorry that I missed the upload date for this podcast the other day. I normally upload on a Saturday at 8 p.m. in Irish time, in GMT time. So, I'm sorry, I was gone from home for 8 straight days and I literally just did not have time to make the podcast, but I am back and we're back to a regular schedule and a regular upload schedule. So, thank you guys all so much for listening. As always, if you enjoyed, be sure to hit the like button, make sure to save the podcast or download the podcast. Let me know in the comments down below if there's anything that you guys would like to hear me talk about. Also, make sure to go and add me on Snapchat at devon.omahony, devon.omahony, and hit me up over there if you guys want to talk to me or anything like that. That would be pretty cool. Stay grateful, have an amazing day, and I'll see all you guys on the next podcast episode.